The ABCs of being a positive warrior.
Today, the letter I. What do you understand about the impact your intentions are having on your everyday results? What do you understand about that? Could it be possible what you're intending to communicate and what you're actually communicating are two completely different things? In your everyday life, in your everyday operations, your everyday game, what you're intending to communicate isn't nearly as important as what you are communicating. They're two very different things. How intentional are you with communication? Your words, your thoughts, your conversations, with your positivity. According to a study conducted at a tennis academy in Florida, the difference between top-ranked players and those that are in the top 25 lies in their thinking patterns immediately after a point is scored. Top players exhibit positive thinking, which slows down their heart rate, their breathing, conserves energy, and enhances their overall performance. This leads to victory in the competition. Could it be possible that getting intentional with the 10 to 15 seconds after a point is the difference makers for them? Could it be the difference maker for you in whatever it is you do, in what it is that's important for you in your life, with your family, with your business, with your sports, with your coaching, with whatever? Indecision is your enemy. Indecision with getting intentional with how you roll. How certain are you that you are making all the impact you could be? Lack of intention? It's the energy vampire stealing your time. And worse, your energy. You don't need to produce more time in the day. I get a kick out of, I need more time. I don't have enough time. One, champions, winners in life, they don't believe in not having time. They make time. They don't believe that they don't catch breaks. They make their breaks. You don't need to produce more time in the day. You need to produce more energy. Your energy is the greatest resource you have. The bigger the battery you have, the more time you will have, and the more efficient you will be with your time. We have to maximize our energy if we're going to maximize our productivity and our time. When is the worst time to think about what you're going to say? To do something. It's in the very moment you're going to say it, right? The very moment you're going to do it. The separation is in the preparation. Will you treat your words as a profession today? Your thoughts as a profession today? Your actions, your conversations with yourself? Will you get intentional, or will you be a part of the 92% of the world that sets their dreams, sets their goals, sets these ambitions, say that these things are really important to them, and then 4 to 6 weeks from now, it's vanishing, it's fleeting, it's gonzo? I don't think so. I don't think you're going to be part of that stat. I think you're going to be part of the 8% that gets after it. In a world teeming with whispers of fear, uncertainty, doubt, resist the urge to scour the world looking for evidence that you don't belong, because you will always find it. If you argue for limitations, you get to keep them. Instead, recognize your intrinsic value. Your worth and sense of being are etched in the soul of your very being, impervious to external validations. You don't need other people's permission to feel fantastic. You don't need to negotiate with other people. Your worth is not a transaction. It stands within who you are. And who you are is fantastic. Who you are is infinite potential. Who you are is potential unshakable confidence, positive, radical authenticity. How important is it that you maximize every opportunity you create for yourself? Today, I want you to take 3 steps. 1, create awareness. Become aware of who you are, where you want to go, what your actions currently are, where they sit today. What does communication look like for you? 85% of the world is unaware they're unaware. Unaware of their actions, unaware of their communications, unaware of their intentions. Are you? 2, strategy. Create a strategy. What habits do you need to stop doing? What habits must you start doing? And what habits must you continue doing? 3, action. Take action. Action is the accountability piece. The trip up for most is the startup. The action piece is your accountability piece. Punch the gas on you. Bet on you. Invest in you. Getting selfish today could be the most unselfish move you make. Not only for you, but for your community. Go get it today. Make it a great day. Thanks for checking out the Best Self Podcast with Brad Dalton. If you liked the show, be sure to leave us a rating, review, and a comment. We'll see you tomorrow.